I hope you're enjoying my stories that I'm telling you each day. My story today is talking about an old-fashioned train and an engineer called Joe. It was back in the days when the trains had the old coal fires, and they used to stoke them up to make the train go faster, to get some steam to make it go faster. And usually there was a lot of black smoke that would come out of the smokestack of that old train. Well, this day they were going along in the train, and it was loaded with passengers. And they became aware of a very funny smell of smoke. Soon they went into a cot in the earth called Bergen Cot. And they saw a strange glare when they went in between these two embankments. And somebody cried, "The train's on fire. The engine's on fire." Looking out of the windows, they could see Joe, the engineer, ahead in the smoke. And then soon they lost him because everything bursted into a flame. The train was roaring down the track. "Who'll stop the train?" somebody said. "He'll never do it. Who's ever going to stop the train? We'll all be lost because the train is going so fast. We can't get off." But even as they spoke, the train started to slow down a little bit. And it got going a little slower. And finally, it stopped altogether. The passengers leaped out of their cars to get away from the burning train. "Where is the engineer, Joe? I wonder if he's still alive." But there lay the engineer at the controls, burned very badly. And it was only a few minutes and Joe, the engineer, died. But all the passengers on that train, every one of them, were saved, though the train was lost. They never forgot the brave engineer who gave his life so that they might be saved, when he well may have leaped to safety himself and saved himself, and they could have been lost. This reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life on Calvary's cross, that multitudes who would perish in the flames of hell could be saved because he died for them. Have you ever come and trusted that Savior? He loved you and gave himself for you to save you from being lost forever. Why don't you trust him and be saved today? Thanks for listening to Ask Him and Trust Him. He'll forgive you and save you today. So trust Him and be saved. Thanks for calling and